Please turn in your Bibles this evening to Genesis and the chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Tonight I want to draw your attention to the subject of backsliding and the backslider. This evening, for a few moments, we want to take a little look at Lot. We're not going to go into the subject in great detail, but we just want to take a little look at Lot. And I do pray that the Lord will come and speak to hearts. If you're in the meeting tonight and you're a backslider, then I do pray that the Lord will write His word upon your heart particularly. But I do believe that as we go through the message, there is a word in season for those here tonight who are not saved. Therefore, I pray that if you're not saved, that you will listen very carefully to God's word this evening. Let's just bow in a wee word of prayer and ask the Lord for His help as we come to consider the subject and as we come to the close of the meeting. Father in heaven, we thank Thee tonight and we praise Thee once again for Thy presence with us. We thank Thee, Lord, that night by night we have known Thy presence in a very special way. And, O God, we recognize, however, this is a new night. We need Thee afresh. And, O God, we just pray that You would come and speak to every heart. We thank Thee, Lord, for the message of the gospel. We praise Thee, Lord, that it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And even tonight, Lord, while we're dealing with this special subject, we pray, Lord, that You would speak to those in the meeting who are not saved. And, O God, show them their need. Show them their need of God's eternal salvation. O God, we pray that they'll repent of their sin, turn away from the world. And, O God, that tonight they would find eternal redemption through the blood of the Lamb. And, Lord, we pray for those who are backslidden in the meeting tonight. We thank Thee for bringing so many in over the mission. We thank Thee, Lord, for those that You have restored. And, O God, we pray tonight that You would continue that work. And, Lord, tonight that You would fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. O God, how we need that touch from heaven. Come and bless us now. Fill us with the Spirit of God. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. I think it goes without saying that Lot was a backslider. Some of you might be asking tonight, what is a backslider? Well, a backslider is a child of God who has grown cold in their Christian life. A backslider is a person who is saved by the grace of God, but who has lost out with God in their Christian walk. There's no doubt that when you study the Word of God, the Scriptures of truth clearly teach that Lot was a child of God. We learn this when we read 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. These verses in the New Testament dogmatically teach that Lot was a just and righteous man. In other words, he was one who had been made righteous before God through the blood of the Lamb. There is no doubt that the man was converted. Of that, there's no doubt, because the Word of God clearly teaches us that he was a child of God. However, it has to be said that only for this text in the New Testament, it would be very easy to come to the conclusion that Lot never was a child of God. When we read the account of his life in the Old Testament, it leaves much to be desired. Lot's backsliding is so bad that only for 2 Peter 2 verses 7 and 8, we would have taken him for a sinner who had never known the grace of God. But the truth is, Lot was indeed a child of God, one, however, who lost out with God in many, many different ways. You know, what a contrast there is between Abraham and Lot. In Abraham, we see a child of God who sought to walk in the will of God and was blessed richly for it. On the other hand, in the life of Lot, we see a child of God who walked in disobedience to the will of God and suffered greatly because of it. I wonder, in this meeting tonight, I know that throughout the mission, there have been quite a number of backsliders in the gospel mission. Maybe there's someone in tonight again. As I look around, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you come from. I don't know your circumstances. Maybe there's someone here tonight and you're backslidden. Once you walked well with the Lord, you can look back to that day in your life when you were truly saved by the grace of God, and for a time after your conversion, you went on well with the Lord. But tonight, for some reason or another, tonight you're found in bypath meadows. You're walking afar off. You're backslidden. And you're far away from God. Well, my prayer tonight is that the Lord will speak to you through the Word. And my prayer tonight is that you will return to the Lord. Because thank God, as we're going to find out before this meeting is over, the Lord is married to the backslider. And thank God, He wants to restore. He wants to restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And thank God tonight you can return to the Lord. And the Lord will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And you can get back to that place where you once walked with the Lord. Now as we come to consider Lot the backslider, just taking a little look at Lot. As I've said, we haven't the time tonight to go into the subject in any great detail. But this evening, just as we take a little look at this backslider, there's a number of things very quickly that I want you to consider. First of all, I want you to consider the positive start Lot had in his walk with God. You know, Lot started out his walk with God, and I believe we can trace that walk with God, that conversion, back to Genesis chapter 11 and 12. I want you to turn and take a look at chapter 12 for a moment of the book of Genesis. You'll notice here that Lot leaves the old world behind him. Take a look at verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Look at verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot, underline that, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Here we have Lot and Abraham leaving the Ur of the Chaldees. They're leaving Haran. And they're leaving the world behind them. You know, Haran, like the Ur of the Chaldees, was a city where they worshipped the false gods of the heathen. It was a place of idolatry. And it therefore speaks to us, Haran speaks to us clearly of the world. And here we have Lot, along with Abraham, and their families, and they're leaving Haran, and they're leaving the old world behind them. And you know, friend, that's what happens when you get saved. That's what happens when you're converted. You leave the old world behind you. You know, we often sing that little chorus, the world behind us, the cross before us, no turning back. No turning back. And I know there are many in this meeting tonight, and you could get up into the pulpit and you could testify to the day the Lord saved you and redeemed you by his precious blood. And that day when you trusted the Lord Jesus as your own and personal Savior, you repented of your sin. You turned away from your sin. And what you did was you left the world behind you. That's what you did. And that's what's happening here. Lot is leaving the old world behind him. But you know, there's something else I want you to notice here about the positive start Lot had in his walk with God. I want you to notice that Lot worshipped with Abraham around the altar. Now you know, I'm sure, that the altar speaks of communion. It speaks of fellowship with the Lord. And if you're familiar with these verses here that's set before us, you will know that Abraham was a man of the altar. Take a look there at verse 8, and it says in chapter 12 these words, and he removed from thence unto the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Ai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. Now look at chapter 13 and verse 1. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot.
with him into the south. Notice that Lot is with Abraham still here. And take a look with me there at the verse 4, unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord, and Lot also. Here we have Lot. And with Abraham, he leaves the Ur of the Chaldees, he leaves Haran, which speaks of the world, leaves the old world behind him. He's obeying the voice of God. The Lord has called him out of Haran and out of the Ur of the Chaldees, and they're walking in the will of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that when they get out of the old world, that they build an altar. And there they have communion with the Lord. I've already said the altar speaks of communion, of fellowship with the Lord. And here we have Lot, along with Abraham and their families, and they're communing with God around the altar. And of course, that's what happens when you get saved. That's what happens when you're converted. Not only do you leave the old world behind you, but you begin to have communion with the Lord. And I know that many can testify here tonight of the sweet communion that we have with the Lord day by day around the altar, around the Word of God, in the place of prayer. And you know, it's wonderful to be a Christian. It's wonderful to be saved. Because day by day, you can take down your Bible, you can read the precious Word of God, you can seek the Lord around the throne of grace, and you can have communion with the Lord. And there's no greater blessing than to walk with God day by day. And here we have Lot, and he's starting out well. My, at this point, Lot was a man who was walking with God. And I'll tell you, men and women, there's no greater blessing than to walk with God. Let me just stop there for a moment. My friend, you're not saved in this meeting. You're not born again of the Spirit of God. Do you know anything of what we're talking about? Do you know anything of true conversion? Maybe you go to church. Maybe you've been brought up under the sound of God's word, and yet you've never been converted. You know nothing of God's saving grace in your life. My prayer for you tonight is, if you're found in the meeting and you're not a Christian, you're not saved, is this, that you will leave the world behind you. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And my friend, not only do I pray that you will leave the world tonight, but I pray that you will find true salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you do, you will know what it means to commune with God. You will know what it means to have fellowship with the Lord around the altar, in the place of prayer. My, this fortnight, I have enjoyed the prayer meetings before the service each evening. Indeed, we have known the presence of the Lord in a very special way in the prayer meetings before the mission has started each night. The Lord has come down and blessed our hearts and blessed our souls. It's wonderful to be saved. There's no greater blessing in this world than to be born again of the Spirit of God. And sinner, I pray tonight that if you know nothing of true conversion, that you will come and find eternal redemption through the Lord Jesus Christ. Lot started out well, didn't he? He started out well, leaving the world behind him, the old world, the old country, the place where the idols were, where idolatry was set forth. And started to commune with Uncle Abraham around the altar and met with the Lord. But my friends, things started to go wrong in chapter 13. We're just taking a little look at Lot here. We see his positive start, but I want you to notice the pathway Lot chose. Now, friend, this is very important, because Lot chose the pathway of the backslider. He chose it. He deliberately chose the pathway of the backslider. Take a look with me at chapter 13 for a moment, and look there with me at verse 10, and it says, "And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan." Now look at verse 11 and underline it in your Bible. "Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan." We don't read that Lot sought the will of God here for this decision. We don't read that he desired to know the will of God here for this decision. You see, when we read the beginning of chapter 13, there's a problem. There's a difficulty. My, there's a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And a problem arises. And it is evident because of the problem that the two men are going to have to separate one from the other. And Abraham, being the godly man, he says to Lot, "Now you choose. Whatever direction you go in, I'll go in the opposite direction. I'll give you the choice." Therefore, Lot had the choice to go in the will of God. Lot had the choice to walk in the direction that God wanted him to go in. But nowhere in this portion of Scripture do we read that Lot stopped and said to Abraham, "Now Abraham, just listen, just wait. I'm going to have to take time to pray about this. I know we have a problem, but we're going to have to wait a few days or a few weeks or a few months till I just find out exactly where the Lord would have me go." No praying about the matter. Why did he backslide? And why did he make this choice? I'll give you two reasons very quickly. Because Lot had a desire for prosperity and riches. Take a look there at verse 10 again. It says that he lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. He saw a land that was prosperous. And he decided, that's the direction I want to go. Doesn't matter about what God wants. Doesn't matter about prayer and waiting upon God. That's the direction I want to go. And then there was another reason. Not only because he desired prosperity and riches, but also because I believe he desired position and authority. And when he got down into Sodom and Gomorrah, he got the authority and he got the position. And if you want to read chapter 19 and look at verse 1 and underline it in your Bible, it says, "And there came two angels at Sodom and even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom." Man was only in Sodom, and he found promotion. You see, as he looked towards Sodom, he realized that that was a place of prosperity and wealth. That was a place where he could get on well in the community, where he could get a position. And that's the direction in which he went. And my friend, when he went down there, he lost out with God. Oh, Christian, here's a message even for us tonight. Be careful the direction we go in the midst of a disagreement. Be very careful when there's a problem arises. And the truth is that problems arise in all of our lives. Difficulties arise in all of our lives. We can even disagree with others. But be careful the decisions you make in the midst of that problem, in the midst of that disagreement. Here's a man. He's a child of God. He has left the old world behind him. He's communing with God around the altar with Abraham. But this problem arises and he makes the wrong decision. He makes the wrong decision. He brings his family down into Sodom and Gomorrah and they lose out with God. He brings his family down into a place of depravity. He brings his family down into a place of death. And if we had only the time to develop those thoughts, we could see clearly the awful situation that Lot brought his family into. You see, the decisions that we make in life will influence others, influence our families. Our decisions will affect others. And there's no doubt that Lot's decision here to go down towards Sodom and Gomorrah, it wasn't only going to affect him, but it was going to affect his family as well. But I want to say something here, and I want you to listen very carefully. You know, backsliding begins in the heart. The Bible says the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. And the truth is that before Lot's backsliding was manifested outwardly, Lot was already backslidden in the heart. We're not told here exactly when he started to backslide. We could only read here when he made the decision. But before he made that decision, he had already grown cold in his heart. And the truth is, men and women, before someone is known to be a backslider, they're a backslider at heart.
Am I speaking to someone here tonight? Let's just stop there for a moment. Am I speaking to someone here tonight? And you're saved. And you can look back to that day in your life when you were converted. And the Lord changed your life. Of that there's no doubt. There's no doubt that you're saved. There's no doubt that you were converted. A number of years ago perhaps. Maybe even 20 years ago. Maybe there's even someone here tonight and you were saved 40 or 50 years ago. But for many years now you've lost out with God. And you can trace it back to some decision you made. Whether it was marrying someone of the unequal yoke, marrying a partner unsaved, whether it was a decision that you made in the heat of the moment and in a rage, you left a particular church or a particular denomination, whatever. But you've lost out with God ever since you made that decision. And you've stopped communing with God. You see, when Lot started to go towards Sodom, he started to walk away from the altar. He started to walk away from the place of communion with God. And friend, that's what happens when you backslide. You get out of touch with the Lord and you lose out. I want you to notice here. I want you to notice the price that Lot paid for his backsliding very quickly. The price that Lot paid for his backsliding was very high. Altogether, he lost five things. Let me just run through them very quickly. Turn over to Genesis chapter 19 for a moment. There's so much more we could say here. But time just doesn't allow us. We're just taking a little look at Lot. That's all we're doing tonight. Lot lost his influence for God. Look at chapter 19 and verse 14. It says, "And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. The angels have come, the messengers have come, and they've told Lot, listen, Lot, God's going to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. You need to get your family out. Now, Lot should never have been there in the first place. He's a backslider. He's far away from God. But he realizes that God has sent his messengers to warn him and his family that the cities of the plain are going to be destroyed. So when Lot hears of the judgment of God, he goes to his sons-in-law and he warns them. But look what it says at the end of the verse. After he warned them, he says, but he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. You know why it says that? Because this was probably the first time that Lot ever preached to them. This probably was the first time that Lot had ever witnessed to them. He just seemed as one that had mocked unto his sons-in-law. Lot had lost his influence for God. And that's what happens when you backslide. When you get away from God. When you stop going to the prayer meeting. When you stop having fellowship with God's people. When you stop worshiping with God around the altar. You lose your influence for God because nobody wants to listen to you. Because you're acting a hypocrite, you see. You're saying one thing but doing another. And that's the way the backslider has to live. Oh, he's saved. The Lord saved him. There's no doubt about that. He's the child of God. There's no doubt about that. And as we have pointed out already, Lot was a child of God. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 and 8 tells us that. But he's lost out with God now because he has gone in a direction that the Lord said, no, don't go in that direction. That's not the direction to go. Notice, not only did he lose his influence for God, he lost his wife. Look at verse 26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. His wife went to hell. He lost his dignity. And if you take the time to read, we're not going to read all the verses. You take the time to read verses 32 to 36. You will see that Lot got drunk. And he committed incest with his two daughters. What an awful sin. How far Lot had gone away from the Lord. From that first time when he left the Ur of the Chaldees and left Haran. And from that time when he used to have communion with God around the altar. My things are so different now. He's in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And my, he has lost out with God so much. He lost his prosperity and wealth. That thing that brought him down there in the first place. He lost his position and authority that he had in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, he left Sodom
When the angels brought him out of Sodom, he left Sodom with not one brass penny. The man lost everything that he had except his soul. He didn't lose his soul. But that's the only thing that he didn't lose. My, his dignity and his testimony and everything was ruined. All because he made one foolish decision. Is there a backslider in this meeting tonight? And you've lost out with God. You once walked well with the Lord. You once had communion with the Lord. You've stopped praying. You don't pray anymore. You don't come to the prayer meeting anymore. Maybe there's someone in this meeting tonight and you're not openly backslidden yet, but you're backslidden in heart. My friend, be careful. You need to stop your backsliding right now. Right now. Before it gets any worse. Lot was a backslider when he made the decision to look towards Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe you're beginning to look towards Sodom. Maybe you're beginning to move in a certain direction. You haven't moved yet. You haven't moved yet. But you're just about to move. Oh friend, learn from Lot. His life became a disaster. And check your backsliding now. Return afresh to the Lord. And seek the Lord while he may be found. And call upon him while he is near. The price that you will pay for your backsliding will be great. It will be great. You say to me, preacher, I am a backslider. And I have lost out with God. What can I do? Well, the Lord tells us what the backslider must do. I just want you to turn over in your Bibles for a moment. Turn over to the book of Jeremiah. And with this we're finished. Jeremiah and the chapter 2. Here we have Israel and they're backslidden as well. And here's what the Lord God commanded Israel to do in their backslidden state. And this is what the Lord would command the backslider to do. Repent, return, and I will restore. That's what the Lord says. Take a look there at Jeremiah and the chapter 2 and the verse 13. For if my people have committed two evils, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Look at verse 19. Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Look there at chapter 3 and the verse 13. And you'll read these words. Only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers. Only acknowledge thine iniquity. And then look at verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. Verse 12. Or verse 22. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. There's the word of the Lord to you tonight. It couldn't be any plainer. Acknowledge your backsliding. Repent of it. Turn afresh to the Lord. Turn again to the one that saved you. And he will forgive you. He will cleanse you. And even this night, as you're found in this meeting, the Lord will have mercy on you. You see, the Bible tells us here that the Lord is married to the backslider. There's no divorce with God. And my friend, if you're truly saved, although you're in a backslidden state, you're still a child of God. You know, the interesting thing about Lot was this, that all the time he was down in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, he knew he was out of the will of God, and he knew he was in the place where he shouldn't have been. Let me read those two verses to you in 2 Peter chapter 2 now, verses 7 and 8. Look what it says. Just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man, dwelling among them and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Friend, the mark of a true backslider is that the Holy Spirit never leaves the true child of God. The Holy Spirit was still working in Lot's life. He was a child of God, and the Bible says that he was vexed. He was vexed from day to day with their unlawful deeds and their ungodly conversation. You're never happy in the world. If you're a true backslider, you can't be happy in the world. You're spoiled for the world. My friend, there's people come to me and they say to me, I'm a backslider. And by the time you've stopped talking to them, you realize that they've never been saved in the first place. For they can go out and they can sin and they can enjoy it, and it doesn't seem to bother them. It bothered Lot. It bothered Lot. Even when he was down in Sodom and Gomorrah, it bothered him. Oh friend, return to the Lord tonight. Thank God the Lord can take your life and use it again. You say to me, preacher, can the Lord really restore unto me the years that the locusts have eaten? I say, yes, he can. And the Lord can not only restore the years that the locusts have eaten, but he can take up your life again and use it. He can use you again in his service. And of course, the example of that is Peter. Peter denied the Lord with oaths and curses. Peter was a backslider. You know, when it says that Peter denied the Lord with oaths and curses, you know what it literally means? It means that Peter swore in the name of God that he did not know Jesus. That was the extent of Peter's backsliding. But you know, the Lord brought Peter back to himself, and we know how the Lord used him. After he backslid, he was used to preach in the day of Pentecost, and some 3,000 souls were saved. And a few days later, many more thousand souls were saved. He was used to write a part of the New Testament after he returned to the Lord. Don't listen to the lie of the devil. You know, the devil would tell the backslider, there's no way back. And the devil would tell the backslider, the Lord doesn't want you anymore. But that's a lie from the pit. That's not true, because the Lord loves his people. And even those who grow cold in their Christian life and backslide and go far away from him, the Lord still loves his people. And the Lord loves you tonight. My friend, you've never been saved. You know nothing of the saving grace of God in your life, and we've been seeking to preach to you in this mission. We've been seeking to draw your attention to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. The Lord loves you tonight because he died on the cross to save you. You know nothing of conversion. You know nothing of leaving the old world behind you and having communion around the altar. You know nothing of communing with God in prayer. You know nothing of fellowship with the Lord, the God of heaven. Well, come tonight and be saved. Trust the Lord. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Let us all pray.
What a tremendous thought has been left with you when the Lord says that he's married to the backslider. And I couldn't help but think when the Lord says, return in Jeremiah, for I am married unto you. The words of James in his epistle come to mind. James chapter 4 and the verse 4. And he speaks of the backslider as an adulterer, an adulteress. There's some here and you wouldn't dream of committing adultery. There's a man here tonight and you just said, preacher, I wouldn't dream of being unfaithful to my wife. And maybe there's a woman here and you would say, I would say the same. Oh, I would cringe at the thought of being unfaithful to my husband. And yet when you backslide, God says that we are adulterers. It's spiritual adultery. It's giving your love, your attention, your heart, your desire to something else other than God. And James recognizes the sin, as did the Lord in Jeremiah's day. Spiritual adultery. What a wicked thing it is to backslide. And think of the consequences. Bringing your family down to hell, maybe. Losing your influence. Having your family mock you. Not even listen to you. And your friends say, sure, look at the way you're living. Oh, God has spoken tonight. The mission is not only for the sinner, it's also for the saint. And I wonder whether you're saved or unsaved tonight. I ask you the question, are you right with God? Jehu has a word for you. That zealous man in the Old Testament, when he met an enemy of his and he said, is thine heart right with me? And God meets you. Is your heart right with God tonight? Maybe you're unsaved and things are not right between you and the Lord. You can come to Christ tonight and have the cleansing of the blood applied. Maybe you are a backslider. You know, some people take offense at that term. They don't like to be told they're backslidden. But it's not man. God sees the heart. The preacher doesn't know your heart. He could not tell one single person whether they're saved or unsaved. You cannot truthfully tell whether you're going on with God or not. You may have come well dressed, well groomed, have your Bible in your hand, lifted the hymn book, but you never lifted the heart. You can't sing the Lord's song. Spiritually, you're in Babylon. Psalm 137. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Not in fellowship with God. Oh, it's not a matter of relationship with you. It's a matter of fellowship. There is a difference. Once you're saved, truly saved, you're always saved. You can never be lost. So it's not a matter of relationship. It's a matter of fellowship. And it doesn't matter if you walked with God for 40 years, if this week or this year you haven't walked with the Lord. That's what counts. An up-to-date relationship and a right fellowship with the Lord. Now, what is it with you? Is it relationship? You don't know the Lord. Or is it fellowship? You're out of touch with Him. When was the last time you heard His voice? When was the last time He heard yours? We're in the presence of God. The Lord has spoken. The Lord says, I am married to thee. Return unto me. I have redeemed thee. I have loved you. Don't give your love to another. I'm your Savior. I'm your first love. Don't be like Ephesus, the church that left its first love. Return. Come back to God. And do it tonight.